Proverbs 20, verse 3, these are the words of God. It is honorable for a man to stop striving, since any fool can start a quarrel. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. One of the ways that the Lord gives us to enjoy and see that He has brought us to faith in Jesus Christ is by producing in us the fruit of the Spirit. Someone cannot actually be made like Christ from the inside out unless he has been justified by Christ already, has been counted righteous. And so one of the things that encourages us as we see ourselves come into some of the hoped for thing, like we were hearing about in Romans 5, 3 through 5, in the midweek meeting, is that the proven character that God gives us, and in that particular case, it was proven character through the means of affliction, of tribulation, that produced endurance, and endurance was part of that proven character. And that proven character was part of the hoped for thing, the glory of God, that we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Part of the proven character that the Lord works in us, of course, the proven character is described especially by the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And peace and patience and gentleness and self-control are very powerful things. This proverb tells us it is honorable, it is weighty, for a man to stop striving, since any fool can start a quarrel. And it's implied that any fool can continue a quarrel. All you have to do is continue being foolish and indulge your spirit, not be the wise man who keeps thoughts and feelings to himself, but the fool who gives full vent to his spirit, and whatever is in his heart is always known. But there's actually strength and honor and dignity in being able simply to stop striving, to stop quarreling. And it's not just honorable because of the rarity of the effect and how beneficial the effect is, or and how difficult it is to do the thing that that brings the effect, the stopping of the striving. Stronger is the man who can restrain his own spirit than the one who takes over a city, right? But in the context of the Bible as a whole, if it comes not merely from the exercise of the will and superficial things and self-interest, because quarreling is unpleasant, so that even a wicked man can be trained to stop quarreling if he sits down with his therapist enough times or reads enough good books or whatever, and his self-interest says, you know, quarreling is miserable and it raises my stress and it's bad for my health. I am going to practice self-discipline and not quarrel. But the sort of not striving or stopping striving that we seek, of course, is by the Spirit producing in us the character of Christ. The Spirit producing in us the fruit, peace with God. And if God is for us, who can be against us? And I don't need to defend myself. And I don't need to prove that everyone is wrong all the time. Sometimes I love those who are with me, especially my brother, by helping him with that speck after I've dealt with my log. But I also realize that not everyone is a brother who wants to be helped with a speck. Some people are swine who trample on pearls. And so even the good that I might have told them for their benefit out of love, I know practicing biblical wisdom is not going to do them good, because it's pearls and they are swine. And that isn't to be contemptuous of them. That's just to recognize how having peace with God and seeking to do my fellow man whatever good I may, there's a significant difference between how I will interact with a brother who has a humility and desire to grow in grace, and we're all in it together. There's a significant difference between how I interact with him and someone who is always easily offended, will always quarrel, etc. And so peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. The fruit of peace produces peace in the heart. That is the path to peace in the relationship. Patience, that we are able to bear and forbear with the flaws of others and even the attacks of others. If someone is attacking me unjustly, I can just know that it is unjust. If someone's attacking me and I don't know if it is unjustly, I can ask the Lord to help me to see if there is some merit, maybe not entirely what the other person is saying, but some merit I can benefit from it. But I may be patient, waiting upon God, knowing his goodness to me in the situation, and therefore able to endure much that is unpleasant to benefit from that good which God is doing me. And there is gentleness, that reasonable way of interacting, not according to the heat of emotion, but to that which is true and reasonable and right. Gentleness, also called reasonableness, the New Testament word, as we're thinking about the fruit of the Spirit, and of course self-control. It is honorable for a man to stop striving, since any fool can start a quarrel. Lord grant you, my dear children, to view when someone else is quarreling with you as an opportunity to exercise and develop the fruit of the Spirit and see if God will honor his work in you by his Son, by his Spirit, by enabling you to be one who stops striving. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your wisdom and your goodness, even, O Lord, the providence in which it would be this chapter and this verse that you give us on this morning. We bless your name, O God, who have so loved us that you gave Christ for us, who have so loved us that you have given your Spirit to dwell in us and apply Christ to us. And we do pray that you would be glorified, that Christ would be glorified, that your Spirit would be glorified, by your making us into honorable people who do honorable things. We pray especially for our household, that it would be one in which striving and conflict are less and less. Because even when it begins, each one finds the opportunity to have the honor of stopping striving. Grant that it would be so, O Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.